Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Spirit of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for bringing me. Let me celebrate the mother of the house. Yes. Wow. A lot of work has gone down here. A lot of work. When I get to a place where the pastor is a laborer, I see it. A lot of work. This house has men. I bless God for you, Pastor. Thank you. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands to heaven and bless the name of the Lord. I want us to be it in the best way possible. Oh, bless your holy name. We thank you for what you're doing now in your body. Thank you for the body of Christ in Nigeria. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you're doing in nations of the heaven. Thank you. Oh, bless your holy name. Thank you, Father. Oh, we bless you. Oh, we bless you. Behind this meeting, and I will build nothing else but on the body behind this meeting in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Let's give the Lord a big, big, big hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Please be seated. Once again, I want to bless God for the leadership of this house. One of the very remarkable things I saw about the pastor and his dear wife is that they are leaders, strong leaders. And I have a very, very strong conviction in my heart that no, we know man after the flesh. When a season is coming, that when you are talking about men who have a say over this nation, you are looking at them here. And now, listen, I am not obligated to see what I'm saying, but I have a revelation of this house. Amen. And listen, if God has planted you here, stay. Stay. To one person that rebels and leave, 10 will replace. God said to tell you that He will give you sons and daughters that will bring reward to your labor. He will wipe away your secret tears. So stay in your place. It is not everyone that has been anointed to father you. We've not had any conversation, just the meeting. I don't know us, but to one person that misunderstands his heart and leave. 10. More anointed, more graced, will replace immediately. Because this is a house that God Himself will fill. And this is a church without walls. Check the speed with which things will move there. You'll be shocked. Amen. And there are some of you that God is raising and sending to pastor on that. If you start a walk when God is not the one sending you, you will sponsor it yourself. Amen. God said the solitary in families, but the rebellious dwells in dry land. Amen. That being said, let's give the Lord a big hand. Please, let's be seated. One of the burdens I have, and very sincere pain in my heart, body of Christ, is that it is not everywhere I get to that I'm able to teach. You get to some places, there's been no solid work done. When it's time for impartation, they are ready. But it's supposed to be a build-up. Amen. It's supposed to be a build-up. And I perceive that I'll be able to teach tonight. Amen. Then we can build. And there's going to be a release of the unbelievable. Amen. It's going to be a night of many things. Many things will happen fast. Do you believe? I hope you know that the anointing is not about the loudness of the voice. I'm not a loud person. But a lot will happen here. Do you believe? Say yes, I believe. Say it loud and clear. Yes, I believe. Thank you, Jesus. All right, revival fire. I've prayed, we have agreed before I came here that we'll build on the bottom behind the meeting. Revival is a serious thing, sir. The way I see it, please follow me attentively. If you see a young man that is in church, or a young lady in church, that is hoping to get married. Marriage is a very beautiful thing. Amen? Marriage is beautiful. But it becomes a disaster when you enter into it without preparation. It is better to be single and waiting to be married, no matter the years of waiting, than to be married only to discover that you are not ready for the reality of marriage. It has its own reality. So you can't be married, for instance, and you just wake up one morning and tell your wife, I perceive that I'll be going on 7 days away from the house. I'll be going to a mountain. That perception will have to first die. Because this institution has been given to you to make you like Christ. And one of the things that Christ has in quality is that He made Himself of no reputation. You can be a pastor in church, but you have to be a husband at home for the marriage to work. Your wife is not the kind that will make you angry and say, take it. That one won't fall. Amen? This kind, you will sit down and talk. So when you feel like this woman is making me angry and say, take the anointing there. It doesn't work here. What works here is that you humble yourself and talk. So revival is a very powerful thing, but it is a bad news if men are not trained. Revival is a bad news. It's a dangerous thing when God doesn't have men on the ground. Because we are dealing with revival fire, so I hope I'll be able to, because as I'm going to be teaching, I'll be checking your depth. I'll be gauging your depth. When I see that I'm exhausting you, then I will just, at any level you are okay, we can exhaust the economy around that level. Is that okay? Let me show you a few scriptures. Turn your Bibles to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter number 2. Let's start reading from verse 5. Genesis chapter number 2 from verse 5. Oh, you understand that the book of Genesis 1 is the account of creation, what God did. Genesis 2 is the account of how God did the creation. Genesis 3 is the account of how what God planned was hijacked. Then we begin to see the consequence from Genesis 4 until Matthew 4. It was until then that God can now boast. No, Matthew 3, that this is my beloved son. He couldn't for years. Now Genesis 2:5, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. Now let's read the next part. 1, 2, 3, go. Now read that part again loud and clear. Again, loud and clear. Can you reduce this for me a bit? So it means, until there are men, don't ask for a rain. Now, let me say this to you. Alright? What I'm saying is very real to me. I know what I'm talking about. Please listen. There are families that the display of God's mercy for the family is poverty. That if they say, God, have mercy, the way the rest, you know, mercy is a big language. Are you following what I'm saying? I'm not teaching heresy, I'm mindful of doctrine. That if God will show these guys the mercy that will preserve them, it is important in his economy that they are poor. Because the rich version of them can't hold God. There are different possibilities that will manifest if money comes. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I found out as a pastor that there are members who are praying, God settle them, God settle them. Because there's a brother somewhere that somebody is also interceding for. It is important in God's mercy that nobody that God loves find this girl now. At least not like this. It will take somebody who is out of God's covering to find this kind. Do you understand what I'm saying? Either finds a wife, finds a good thing, and obtains favor. Huh? There are husbands that it takes a girl who has rebelled against God's law to say, I'm convinced he's the one. So sometimes the definition of God's mercy is that he will have to do things contrary to what makes you feel good. And that is his mercy. Revival is costly. And I'm going to show you why. Then we're going to deal with the fire aspect of it. When I show, the reason why I'm going to start from here is so you can understand the rudiment of what you are asking for. Because as you begin to understand the cost implication, you will now check, am I really ready for this? Are you following what I'm saying here? Say it, revival is expensive. It has cost implications. Say it. Say the cost of maintenance is high. Say it again loud and clear. Say the cost of maintaining revival is high. Do you know the cost? The cost is less of you and more of him. It's a high cost. So God wants to give rain. Look at the book of Isaiah chapter number 55. Isaiah 55 verse 10. Quickly. I like to show scriptures so that I don't leave you behind. I want those there to be very fast. Isaiah 55 verse 9. Look at it. Say, as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but waters the earth, and it makes it bring forth bud and flourish. Alright? Why? That it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. It means when there is rain, there is abundance. There's plenty. Those who need seed can find seed. Those who need bread can find bread. You see? But however, as good as this is, God is not going to, in his mercy, release it until the men are strong. You know, Jesus cried out in Luke 10. He said, see, the harvest is indeed plenty. And because the harvest is plenty does not mean God will have emergency laborers. He will still take his time. Listen to this. God will prefer that he will take his time in raising laborers even when the harvest is wasting. Than to fix emergency men there and the harvest is preserved but the laborers are wasting. Meaning that the urgency on ground will not put God in tight fix to manifest you on time if you are not ready. Do you get what I'm saying here? It is because of God's interest in your life. That's the reason why he will withhold certain things. And he will not give you till you are ready. See, you will cry. Do you get what I'm saying? You will pray. Oh Lord, trust me with this. Give me nations. Give me nations. Give me nations. Can I talk to you as mature? Please talk to me. Can I talk to you as mature? Are you sure I can talk to you as mature? Now let me give you an illustration. Can I have two brothers? Quickly. I want to show you the reason why revival has many high mortality rates. Do I have medical people here? You know what mortality rate is? Revival has high mortality rate, and I'm going to show it to you. You come here. Okay, you stay here. If this is a man that God has blessed with 50 people to pastor, within the economy of those 50 people, there are mistakes he will make and God will just be quiet. But if this is a voice over nations, his error is going to be the error of many nations. He cannot dare half of this. He may lose his life for it. Because on the easy lies the head that wears the crown. Are you following what I'm saying? The Israelites were in consistent rebellion. They were not nice guys. They were rebelling against God. Alright? But they were still there. What did God tell Moses? Speak to the rock. What did he do? He struck the rock. And God said, Moses, come. Enough of familiarity. Come. Come with me on the mount. And Moses, God stood by him. And God caused Moses to see every portion of the land of Canaan. And God said, Moses, sin is not just sin by heart. It is based on proximity. Based on how far you have come, there are certain things a man like you must not do. You have seen it, but you will not get there. You see, in those days, men feared God. The Bible says that God caused Aaron to climb on the mount. When you read that place, you will shiver. And said they should strip him of his priestly garment. Was it Aaron that struck the rock? It wasn't Aaron. God said, I will make Moses a god to Pharaoh. And Aaron, his mouthpiece. If the person is speaking for his glory, what should happen to him? There is also another cost implication of this. I'm not just going to discuss that now. Are you following what I'm saying? This is one of the reasons why you don't join yourself to men anyhow. Okay. And the Bible says, while they took the priestly garments from him, the whole nation, imagine what kind of a child will you feel? You know the rebellion, the things you have done to God, all the bad things you have said. You told God, return us back to Egypt. We prefer the garlic, the cucumber, the leeks, everything there. What did this guy do? What did he do? Suddenly God says, stand there. Are you good what I'm saying? You are a child, you are misbehaving, you are doing bad things. Your parents kept quiet. But one did one small thing. They said, we'll deal with you. You should ask, am I a bastard? Do you understand what I'm saying? And right before them, they stripped Aaron. I was feeling for the man of his priestly garments. Do you, Aaron? Do you know Aaron? You know he had lost some boys who burned strange fire. It was part of the casualty of the revival. Instead of God consoling him, they took him to. Are you following what I'm saying? Okay. And right before them, God took the spirit of Aaron. He just dropped dead. And one time Moses came, gave them farewell speech and all that, said, because God is about to take, we're wondering this. He went on with God. God killed him and buried him himself. You have come too far for your body to erupt. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you allow a man like this go, they will form a religion on him. He's heavy. If the body of Elijah can raise the bones of Elisha, can raise a dead boy, Elisha, how much more a man that God said, are you not afraid to speak to? He told Miriam, he told Aaron, he said, you call yourself a prophet. He said, who amongst you is a prophet except that I speak to you in dreams and vision? He said, there's none amongst you. This is God talking though. He said, there's none amongst you like my servant Moses, whom I speak with face to face, as a man speaks to his friend. Such that, look at the book of Exodus chapter number 19. Very, very scary. No, Exodus 24 first. Exodus 24. Serious scriptures. Because we need to understand what we are dealing with. We need to understand the gravity. Exodus 24. Start from verse 1. Exodus 24. Now look at it. Now the Lord said to Moses, come up unto the Lord. You, Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, and the 70 elders. You know the 70 elders? When Moses cried out, the problem was too much. God said, oh, Jesus, I will. What is on you? I'm not going to bring a new anointing. I will take of your spirit and anoint the 70 elders. And that's why when you are a pastor, what you check for your associate pastor is not anointing, it's your spirit.
Yes, sir.
Are you following what I'm saying? Have they caught the spirit? What kind of anointing are you catching? You are burning strange fire. It's the spirit. What God will use to anoint you as my associate pastor is on me. It flows from the head of Aaron to his beard. Because this generation needs to be taught. You are following a pastor, but the person you drink from more than your pastor is another apostle who doesn't know you or know your history. Then you come and strange fire is not necessarily bad fire. It is the fire contrary to the spirit of the house. So God said to him, come up, alright, 70 elders. Look at what he said. He said, and worship ye where? Afar off. Now look at verse 2. And Moses alone shall come near the Lord. What kind of thing is this? Are you seeing how deep this is? It was a love affair. So when that Moses, oh no. You know, God and Moses were speaking. That's after all this, because if you read this to the end, you will see that after 24, God called Moses to the clouds. You know, now it's plain, you see flying in the cloud. In the days of Moses, Moses was there with God. God called, he was there for another 40 days. And one time he cried to God and he said, I'm not ready to go. Except that he had seen God, his face shone. Even in this scripture, the Bible says that the 70 elders, God did not kill them even after they gazed on him. So he said, reveal yourself. God said to him, Moses, nobody can see me and live. You can't see me and be alive. He said, but I will do something. I will cause my goodness to pass before you. The Bible says that, and the Lord hid Moses. Please sit down. The Lord hid Moses in the cliff of the rock. And the Lord covered his face. And the Lord passed before him. And the Lord declared the name of the Lord. How many Lord? And God began to call his name, the Lord, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, and abundant in goodness and truth. God introduced himself in the era of law as grace. So Moses was, he gave them law, but he was under grace. You may say, which one is grace now? That did God not later kill him? Hebrews 10. Of how much more sore punishment will be for those who count as dung the blood of redemption for which they are saved. Now let's go into that matter. Because grace is more serious. Law is more dramatic, but grace is serious. Because under grace, the silence of God is judgment. that you are misbehaving, and there will be a meeting, and there will be prophetic word that will reveal everybody except you. It's not called grace, it's judgment. It means you have been handed over to time to self-destruct. Do you get what I'm saying? And God passed. And the Bible said Moses saw the back of God. And by seeing that back, he knew in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was far from a void. And that it was a download. Do you get what I'm saying? There are things you know in the spirit you are not taught. A message of 10 hours can be downloaded in less than a second. How did Moses write Genesis? When he saw the back, he saw eternity pass. That's how he wrote it. God said, you can't see my face. He will tell us the date of rapture if he sees his face. It will be too much. There's no point for a man like that to be allowed to amongst men. So he said, you can't. But if you look at all these things, they look exciting. But you discover that they are a price. Unto whom much is given. Can we pray? And say, see, listen up. You can pray for the revival in your own energy that we can do it. But ask in humility. Lord, re-equip me again. No, pray. Please pray. Re-equip me. Oh shit. Help us. Please be seated. Thank you, sir. Oh, help us. Until my all against you, Spirit keep brooding over me, till I look more like you. Until my only gaze is you, Spirit keep brooding over me, till I look more like you. Until my only gaze is you, Spirit keep brooding over me, till I look more like you. Ashalagarakoshe. Oh, Jesus. Help us to be better positioned for what you want to do. Oh, Spirit of the Living God, help us. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, mighty name we are praying. So revival is described as outpouring. In fact, we're going to check the scriptures. One of the prophetic words used to describe revival is rain. Talk about the latter rain, the former rain, then the rain. So it's rain. But God loves his people. Sometimes you go to a place, you cry, and it's expected. Particularly for those who are on campus. If you get out of campus without getting a compass, life will give you compass. And you may never come out. There's a lot of pressure out there. It takes, and listen to this. The people who wield this revival are those who are not trying to prove a point. That those who say they can't be great, now they are great. Do you understand what I'm saying? God is going to take your life from you without a promise. It will be that you are ready. That those who have said, we know you are not going anywhere. You know truly you are not going anywhere. So if it's about the fear that a time may come in another 10 years, they'll say, we know. They'll say, it's true. Me too, I knew. Do you get what I'm saying? But if your life is still about trying to make sense and prove a point, forget revival. If among the children in your family, they've given you prophecy, do you get what I'm saying? That you are the one that will lead the family, you'll be this. And that is the idea with which you are running into ministry. Forget revival. Go and be a businessman. You get what I'm saying? The major functionaries in the move of God cannot prove a point. It is so bad, all right, that God will allow him, a Joseph, go into slavery, get to prison, be wrongly accused, and at the end of the day, the purpose of all those things is still on him. The real person God wants to preserve is among those who sold him, Judah. Because it's all about Christ. Do you get what I'm saying? And so Joseph will stand in heaven and say, you mean all the whole world I went through? Do you know what I went through? It's still not about me. No, you are not that important. Judah. Judah. Are you following what I'm saying? That by the time his brothers will come and say, we are so sorry, we sold you to slavery. The part of him that could have proven points or he had is dead. That was the part that died before he can enter destiny. Do you understand? Let me announce to you again that your desire for greatness must die before you talk about revival. A revival is not an avenue for greatness. Sorry. I know it's painful. You know, do you know that your heart may be wrong and you don't know? You've attended meetings and you've seen certain men that you serious, you genuinely love them. Do you get what I'm saying? You genuinely love them from your heart. And you see protocols following them, the way they step down in white suit with white shoe. And everything is shining. And you stood there and say, one day it will be us. Meanwhile, what you are asking for is not God, use me. Do you get what I'm saying? When you think of God, use me, you think about tissue paper, think about soap. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying? Because pursuing these things can give you 40 days dry fasting. The energy is enough. Do you get what I'm saying? I'm saying wrong pursuit, you can have energy within the economy to still do 40 days. And it's not God. One of the ways it will start is that it will begin to lead you into departments without promise. When I finish my service, the first place I got a job was at Futa Health Center. Very, very interesting. I served in Apure. And I was excited. Oh, wow! 2-bedroom flat was on ground as a copper that just finished. And then got a few things. God said, no promise attached. Leave this place and go back to Ileife and finish what I sent you. My father called me. He said, now that you are done with your service, let's start processing for UK. God said, no UK. Stay here. And for your information, I have still not gone to UK. Because the proof that God said so is not the day I will go to UK. Do you get what I'm saying? You want to use what God collected from you as a proof that, what are you talking about? That's scam. And guess what? I don't have to ever step UK for your information. Do you understand what I'm saying? So he said, go to UK. Yeah, but Father said, I said, sir, my father is a pastor. God said to remain in this city. He said, what are you talking about? After all the money we spent on you, why we're spending the money? From this moment, you are not my son. That went on for over a year. Are you following what I'm saying? We met at a wedding party. He looked at me, I went to greet him. He didn't answer me. We sat beside each other. He just looked at me somewhere and he said, I've missed you, Shah. Do you understand what I'm saying? Let me tell you, because this thing is costly. I know what I'm saying. For 2 years, God said, resign. I said, what is my assignment? He said, fast, pray, and study. 2 years. I'll wake up and wear suit and tie and carry briefcase like a serious human being and go to an orphanage home where I'm pastoring. They have a prayer room there for me. I will enter the prayer room, lock the door from 8 till 7, 8 at night. I said, God, what would I feed? He said, I will give you what you need. 2 years. Alright? So, it's not a journey for people who want to make sense. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you know what it means to be waking up in the morning? Because these 2 years was with tears. It didn't actually end after 2 years. It went on till... Six years of ministering as a pastor that does not have shoe. I have one shoe. That one shoe is multiple. I'm not sure they make that kind again. Because poverty is not expected at that level again. That one shoe, you wash it the way you are washing clothes. When you wash it, it's black. It will change color based on the humidity. Do you get what I'm saying? The day of my ordination, I was the last minister to kneel down. People thought I was proud. But I said, these people don't understand. When I kneel down, you understand. Because I was rushing to the front so people can cover me. But unfortunately, they just went there and knelt down. As I knelt down, my shoe, my leg was actually touching the ground. So I wake up in the morning and cry. God, I'm not a lazy man now. Lose me and let me go. What is it you want to use me for that is taking all my life? If it is God, it will take your life off. Sister, God can lead you to that brother that is not the kind you think you can take home to mommy. Do you hear what I'm saying? Those are the days of no will, no man after the flesh. Because this fellow said, God said, I should follow him. Okay, what did God say we'll do? He just said, follow me. See, I think we'll bank on something. Follow me is enough. That is the fire aspect of revival. It's not scattering chairs. Do you get what I'm saying? Revival fire. That's the fire. Let me show you two scriptures. Deuteronomy chapter number 8. Let's start reading from verse 2. Alright. Let's start reading from verse 2. Are you there? Now look at it. And can I have this in New King James? Do you have other translation? New King James, then we read Message. Is that okay? Now look at it. And you shall remember that the Lord, somebody say the Lord, your God, led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness. So there are wilderness experiences you go through. It is not demons, it is God. To humble you. To do what? To test you. To know what is in your heart. It's going to allow you to get to the end of yourself. So you can see if you really want to blow. It will allow you to sing the same songs that you are singing better than others, and nobody will call you for any meeting. If they call you to come and sing, what they will give you as an organ is bottle granite. There are seasons of your life that you are anointed, but God will not allow men to honor you. You get what I'm saying? To see what is in your heart. If you emerge without this face, you are in danger. You must check what is in your heart. Do you understand what I'm saying? He will check you. He will check you. And let me tell you something. You've seen children. There's a way you beat children. The children are saying, don't touch me again. I'm going to tell my mommy, don't touch me again. But there's a point it will get to. The child will need and say, I beg. You'll be feeling pain, but you can't see the pain. Do you understand what I'm saying? Meanwhile, it is not that you are not anointed. A season will come in your life that God will allow people who don't know what you know. They'll be calling them for meetings up and down. And you are seeing their flyer. And you know in your heart, if only they can know the depth you have. God said it's not enough. It's called the cave season. Where there's no light. No form of God. Are you following what I'm saying? Those at the back, are you following what I'm saying here? Brothers, in those days, every sister you ask her will give you a no. Because you don't look like the future God promised them. They will all, you know what I'm saying? And see, it will be God. Do you get what I'm saying? That's the painful part of it. It will be God telling them to tell you no. Yes. Because what we need now is not a spouse. It's to go through your wilderness alone. Do you understand what I'm saying? Is it too hard? Should I come down a bit? I can't step down. I'm not giving you bad news. If you want me to step down, I will excite you. But you want to hear the truth. That sister will pray. She will be liking you. You will know. She's keeping seat for you in church until you speak. She can't tell why. From that moment when she sees, she's afraid. It's not demons. God wants you to get the heat on every side to check what is in your heart. Do you understand what I'm saying? When we started our ministry, the first all we got was 50,000. All of us, myself and my guys, with short neck and singlets. Where will we get money for painter? Painter. All of us, go and buy brush. 100 down, 150. Oh yeah, side painting. The one that will carry roller, carry roller. As we finished that job, I was excited. I went to call my fiancée then. See what the Lord has done. Let me send you pictures. He said, please wait. Wait. We just finished a family meeting. And the conclusion is that we can't marry. Because you can't take care of me. I said, what did you say? He said, I'm sorry. God, how will you watch me go through all this stress? And at the final day, where you hear, well done, my faithful servant, is the hammer. That's the fire. He will check what is in your heart. Do you get what I'm saying? Sisters, I hope I'm not demonizing sisters. Do you know, sir? It is not the sister's fault. Do you get what I'm saying? There are seasons of your life that you don't need the comfort of a woman, so you can master the Holy Ghost as the comforter. You need to master Him. I know what I'm saying. One of the things that have destroyed the move of God is that we have men loud who didn't go through process. I'm going to show you that part. You will destroy it. Are you following what I'm saying? Because by the time God is done exhausting His process on you, He can tell you, keep quiet for another 10 years. You wonder, for what? Having what? Say, keep quiet. If you speak within this time, you will destroy. What is he trying to achieve in the 10 years? Maybe just one thing. Because all these things God is talking about is just one thing he wants to achieve. One thing. Alright? Now look at it. He said he led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you. Tell your neighbor, God will humble you. See, that part of you that feels you should have been the fellowship president, not the person there, that part will have to die. If truly it is God that will use you. That part that feels you can preach better than your pastor, it is part of the thing you have to do, the obituary. Do you get what I'm saying? You are not ready till the day when they give you mic, you are crying that, please, let me just sit down. But as long as you are pursuing, you are not the man for it. You don't know. Okay. Let me check my time. Okay. One brother like that, I don't want to mention the campus, they want to give him prophecy that will be the next president. Wicked prophecy. So, the choice, I don't think they do choice day. Choice day. You know, choice day can be very emotional. And the person that will lead the fellowship by the grace of God to the next this is no other than brother. So while they were doing all that, my brother was crying. Oh Lord, I cannot do it. I cannot do it. Who told you I don't want to do it? Who told you? Many I cannot do it is a lie. It's arrogance. Masking itself in tears. God sees it, he will check it. Oh yes. That's why when I go for, I don't lay hands on sisters and say, that which God will do with you. The sister may be planning to marry the pastor. God, I cannot carry this body. You run the way. Keep quiet. It's a lie. I've been around for a while. I've seen things. It's a lie. You don't give ambiguous prophecy. The sister is thinking she will be the mama. Nah, lie. Tell her that the fasting God says you fast. Now is the time. It's 40 days. See, she's sober. Please, let's be seated. They were carrying the brother. People were already gathering around him. Unfortunately for him, the person that will become the president and him, they have the same first name, but different surname. So when they call brother so and so and so, they carried him until they called his surname. Do you know what was funny? Those who carried him like that dropped him and went to carry. Wait till the light shines on you. Because the same generation that sings your praise will find another savior if you are not the man for the job. Wait for the, I know what I'm saying. Wait for the light to shine on you. Wait for the light. It's a long journey. Don't be around about early manifestation. See, I begged many people in my generation, I told them, what is happening now has happened before. We need to check how that story ends so you can know your part in prophecy. Let's leave that. Anybody with hunger can start a move. It takes dead men to preserve it. It takes men that God has. And the journey is far. It is too early to begin to select friends based on social media followership. Once a generation sees you are not the man carrying the fire, in a day, they will all my. Alright? He said he led you 40 years to humble you, to test you, to know what is in your heart, whether you keep his commandment or not. Whether you. I've seen people that left ministry straight to do Yahoo. That's a serious one. There's nothing in between from minister to Yahoo boy. They didn't pause in between. You know what I'm saying? And maybe they even branch and were member from minister to Yahoo boy. There's a generation like that. He will check whether you will keep his commandments or not. And these things are important. Now look at verse 3 now. So he humbled you. And part of the way he humbled you, not he humbles a man like hunger.
It's the truth. You can't learn fasting through discipline alone. Hunger is part of the curriculum. Do you get what I'm saying? So what is it, hunger? A B. Not spiritual hunger. A B. Normal A B. A B. Do you get what I'm saying? God has instructed 7 days dry. That's when your neighbor starts flying plantain ahead. Are you following what I'm saying? Listen. And after the fasting, the little food you have to break, God said, go and sow it. He said, the kind of fasting I want to give you is not the one that is, the breaking of it is predictable. Am I being too hard? Say, God, cause you to hunger. If you want to humble anybody, make them go hungry. Hunger can humble a president. You first go from anger to confused. You are wondering, what have I done to deserve this kind? Then to offended. No. I will not allow them to treat me like this again. Then to sober. Then now sober. I say, yeah, son. The process will be complete. You know, have you been taking too long fasting by a leader before? And long prayer. Just say, let's pray. And you are expecting that the prayer will be short. 1 hour. You've shouted, you are done. 1 hour, 20 minutes, you are saying, glory, glory. It's not glory. You don't know how to pray. Do you get what I'm saying? There is a generation that talks about prayer more than they pray. Prayer power! Lock him alone in one room. He's watching Netflix. But when it's where crowd will be seen, keep quiet. He will teach you prayer in the secret. We have fathers who rarely talk about their prayer life, but you see the tangibility. Tell your neighbor you will pray. One of the grace that follow me is the grace of fasting. So after this meeting, you will notice unusual ability to fast. And the funny thing is that you will not reduce in size. No, it's not. To tell you it is grace. Not this one, you have gone 6 to 6. Your neck is already, everybody's wondering, what's happening? Sister Kilo Shele. Come on, my one. So he will achieve the process. So he said he humbled you and allowed you to hunger. Then he fed you with something called, what is this? Manna. Do you get what I'm saying? Meaning that in those days, you will not eat what you like, you will eat what you see. It's part of the equation. Which neither you nor your fathers know. Do you get what I'm saying? The reason why it is neither you nor your fathers know is because they hated poverty, so they said no to the calling. Do you get what I'm saying? There are many of you that the calling you see on your life didn't start from you. It started from those who have gone ahead of you, but they were afraid of the heat, so they said no. So the manna they didn't eat, you eat it. Because it's clear your fathers don't know anything about it. That it might make you know that man does not. This is the entire lesson. Imagine how many years this took. Just for one thing, he wants to make you know. Listen, the length of your wilderness experience is not determined by God. It is determined by the nature of your heart. Do you get what I'm saying? What can take God 40 years to achieve in a man may take him 5 years in another man. If he can get it done in 5 years, it's done. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Let me tell you this. There's something called the side effect of drugs. There are drugs you use. They will do their job. But there are some side effects you will have to bear. As they do their job, you will have to now deal with these side effects. This is divine dealings. Dealings have side effects that can destroy what God has dealt with you for. How do I explain this? Do you get what I'm saying? Meaning that you can go through all this, and the devil knows that it is in going through them that they will use you better to destroy. Let me tell you that. Let me explain. When that happens, you will now begin to take boast in your process, not in the finished work of Christ. Listen, when you fall to this trap, you will kill the sons which will mature. Because God will make you see people that have your anointing without your process. Do you understand what I'm saying? Am I going too far? Do you understand what I'm saying? You know God took you on 10 years journey for a certain anointing to emerge. But here is somebody who didn't go through that journey, and yet he has it. You may want to call that person false, and that's sin against the Holy Ghost. It is now going to be that the sealing point of your dealing is that it's not by works. Okay. Let me tell you this, though. Because I saw that it's part of the package for this meeting is ministers' conversation. That's why I'm talking to you like this. I don't have the liberty like this to teach everywhere because people start are not ready. Do you know what I'm saying? Are there prophetic people here? Are there prophetic people here? Am I going too far? Let me explain. Having gone through dealing, the devil waits at the end of it. So that you can take, listen, it's very tricky. So that number one, you can have your books, that what we have now, because of the process, not the finished works. Self-economy, self-sustainance. Number two, you will die young like that. Let me tell you why. You will begin to take all pride in safety of process. Are you following what I'm saying? Not safety that is by revelation of who Christ is. You talk about, God has given me something consecration. As long as I'm not doing this, this cannot happen to me. The devil will say, that's nice. The day you'll be frail and do it, he say, legally this can now happen to you. For this reason, many are falling asleep. I think I'm talking to a few people. Let me just leave it there. And that's why it needs to humble you. Because if you start a movement without he humbling you, it will have to come in between the movement and break your wings many times. It will reduce your influence because it will be a danger. There are men whose voice goes mute, yet their power is strong. It is God who off their mic. Do you get what I'm saying? Such that when I look at what God is doing in my life, and I look at the process, my prayer is, thank you, Lord, for the privilege to go through, and then for blessing me what is in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 1:3 must now play again. Ephesians 1:3, give us that scripture quickly. If you can think deeply, you can look at certain things in the body of Christ that are a product of what I've just shown you now. Your dealings can have side effects. It says, blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual what? Blessings. In who? In heavenly places in Christ. Meaning that having gone through all the process, God took time, chisel you, drill you. You see, say that, listen up. Whatever it is I'm seeing now is about Christ, not me. You can't pay the price for the anointing. This must come after you have paid the price. Okay. Are you following what I'm saying? Let me tell you what God is doing. Malachi chapter number 3. Once I'm done with this illustration, then we're going to switch. Once we switch, it's going to be a very, very strong, all right, prophetic move. And one of the things that will happen is that God will begin to anoint people right on your seat. Do you get what I'm saying? It's going to just, it will be sudden. Is there anyone whose heart is open here? Listen, men are product of meetings. There are certain meetings you go to and you have inheritance. What people have labored for, you get it by impartation. Be hungry. I said this to stir up your hunger. Because if you are waiting for charisma, I don't have. The only thing I trust on is the presence. Malachi 3. Now let's look at this scripture carefully. Sir, before I read this scripture, the things I've just said, alright? If we will not have casualties in what is going on now, they must be known and understood. I heard Apostle Abraham said that while they were starting, there were more than 57 prominent voices. He said now as he look around, there are less than 3 still functioning. Do you get what I'm saying? It's like marathon race. At the beginning, plenty of people. When it gets to the finish line, the men are coming in trickles. One, you wait another 10 minutes to see another person. But at the beginning, everybody. There are certain things that people have died to know. You can know them now. It makes your race easier. Do you understand what I'm saying there? Because there are different departments in revival. There are those who steer. But there are those who must be, all right, in the maturing of the harvest and the deployment of the harvest. Those ones come later. Revivalists will go first and check nations. If God is sending you to mature the work of pastors, disciples, even in apostolic ministry, because that's where I belong. I'm not a revivalist. My own job is to preserve the harvest and deploy it, and I'm contented in it. So I have my friends today, they are in Nairobi. I was speaking with who is it? Which country was he again yesterday? Which country was he yesterday again? Kenya. He said, I'm in Kenya. I said, well, Kenya. You know what I'm saying? When God calls a man like that, he gives him the necessary energy for it. If you go where God didn't send you, you will have to get your own energy. The idea is not greatness. Be contented in your own department. Do you get what I'm saying? Let me give you this illustration. Let me have 2 sisters, 2 brothers. Quickly. 2 sisters, 2 brothers. Please come quickly. I want a brother and a sister, a brother and a sister. Quickly. Let the brother stand behind the brother. No. Okay, 2 of you come here. Brother, face here. Face them. Sister, come. Thank you. Brother, you come here. Sister, stand behind me. Don't forget this picture I want to show you. We suddenly read in Luke 1, a certain lady, Mary, a virgin, espoused to a guy called Joseph. Suddenly the angel of God appeared to her and said, you will have a child, this. How shall this thing be? The Holy Ghost will come upon you. She went to tell her husband, Joseph. Joseph said, you're going to put her away privately. At night he had a vision. The angel came. Abby? And say, don't put this woman away, this, and all that. We look at them, we celebrate Joseph. I say, Joseph is a good man. He didn't touch her. They are virgins. They kept themselves. Listen to this. Before they were born, some 2 guys have been praying for this, they don't understand. Simeon and Hannah, the prophetess. Her husband died early. Not for anything he did. She's going to feature in a plan. She will have a prayer life. She don't understand the purpose. Do you understand what I'm saying here? I mean, when we get to heaven, we'll know those who are great. This woman has been praying before this girl was born. Yes! She's been in the temple praying. The child she's interceding for has not been born. But yet, for God himself to be born on earth, he needed that intensity of prayer. Do you get what I'm saying? Christ Jesus himself as God could have been wasted without backups. When you get to heaven, who among these guys is the greatest? Mary or these people whose life was stopped? Do you understand what I'm saying here? Their life was paused. This is the version we are not used to. Oh, we have biscuit revival. Revival. And Simeon came at the time they were dedicating Jesus. He said, now can the soul of your servant depart in peace? Because he's been held, those things. Listen, before that time, there's been 400 years of silence. But there were two people upon whom God has conversation, and they are not priests. They have no position in the temple. God had stopped his operation with men 400 years, except with these two guys. So how do we define powerful men? By the quality of cars or the quality of suit? But one of the things that you have gotten wrongly is the wrong rating of men. You look at men and define them. That's why you are pursuing those things. You know the way you have rated men. That's why you are also pursuing it. So you can be rated. And God needs to visit that heart. Now, revival dies when the person who is doing a very powerful work now decides and says, I must be seen also. That's all the devil needs to kill the move. Just inspire this person. You too. The way they are insulting you is too much. Hope you know, because I was teaching him when we were coming, that once you become the arrowhead of the move of God, one of the things the devil wants to do with your life is to give you an impression that you are a bad person. And he will use people to give you that impression. Because everything you are doing, they will misunderstand it. They will misunderstand the quality of your heart. They will misunderstand it. He wants to assault you. So you can cooperate with him by being good. There is a level of goodness that is not prophetic. Do you know what I'm saying? Let me leave it. I think it's not for you. Guys, are you following what I'm saying? You can go to a territory and the real mover of things are not seen. Just somebody eating somewhere. Do you get what I'm saying? I mean, I pastor a church. I can tell you, I go on my knees and cry tears. Oh Lord, do this, this person. Oh Lord, do this. Amen. Let me share a story with you. Please be seated. Thank you so much. How many more minutes do I have? I think I have about 10 more minutes. Okay, see you after. Let me share this with you. When our ministry was still young, the monthly salary or whatever that the ministry would afford to give me was around 3,000. And I took it with gratitude. Because I wasn't seeing that 3K. Do you know what I'm saying? I was so. I don't want to go into some stories. So I started praying that God will raise the head of the sons he has given to me. Raise their head. Please raise their head. So they started getting jobs. Started getting jobs. God started opening doors. One of them came to meet me. He said, since the moment money started coming into his hand, he doesn't know why he feels like avoiding me. Do you get what I'm saying? What do you want to do at that point? You say, now I'm going to show you that we are the one praying for you. You are not ready. Do you get what I'm saying? I have people who have left our ministry 6 years now, and they are in my prayer list. Let it be that there is a man interceding. When they get to heaven, they will find out how much I love them. Do you get what I'm saying? Well, as far as this earth is concerned, be free to misunderstand me. Do you get what I'm saying? If you don't understand what this is, if when God puts in a place of power, you are offended, so I withdraw it. God will say, if I trust this man with nation, that's how they were born. Are you following what I'm saying? God will deal with you. And listen though, I'm not speaking as man who is perfect. Because we are all students in this school of the spirit. What is painful is that anybody can graduate at any time. And you have ministry at the level of your graduation. You will. and you will do well. Yes. In fact, you can have more money than those who stay. So the proof of who cooperated with God is not even anything physical or material, but there's something called authority level. That one, you can't buy it. How is power measured? By what it does. Do you know what I'm saying? One of my daughters came to my office. My wife said, please come and see this girl. When I got there, I saw my wife almost in tears. I saw the girl in tears, broken, shattered. She dropped many papers, medical reports. I said, what happened? I said, what happened to you? After days of fasting and prayer, she said, the doctor said she has cancer. She had gone. Cancer of what? So ovarian cancer. I said, get out of my office. Get out of my office. I said, get out of my office. You don't have cancer. Get out of here. She was crying. My wife was saying, I saw that they didn't understand where I was talking from. I called them. I called my wife. I said, okay. I see you don't understand. Go and tell her to go and run test again. She came back after about 3 weeks. Because we have to wait for some tests. You get what I'm saying? And she was all laughter. I said, we went back and then there's no cancer again. Listen, though. Listen. This kind. Because if I stand there and bobo you, this is not the kind I give you by impartation. You will go through. Let me leave it. Do you get what I'm saying? Because what many people are looking for is a quick fix. What? Give me one method, sir. One impartation. Go on the floor. Now I have it. You have flagged yourself for early obituary. Because demons will assault you not based on your strength, but based on the threat the weapon you are carrying is. So if you are somebody who is not strong, you are going to submit under it. They've given you ballistic weapon. Demons will strong you. You know, your biggest trouble can start after major impartations. That's why we don't lay hands on men suddenly. I was ministering somewhere. All right, Luke, Lagos State University Teaching Hospital. Talking about wonders in heaven. One of my friends came for that meeting. He said, I'm going through something now. I knew when I come for your meeting, I will get an interpretation. What happened to him? All right, he's a doctor. He happened to be in an hospital, right? Something happened. I don't want to mention names. He met fathers in the body of Christ. When I mean fathers, all right? Some of them just came around and they laid hands on. In fact, one time, about 4 major fathers who just came around. Because the fellow who owns that place is also a very powerful place. Bishop Abioye, Dr. Paul Ednete, Dr. David Yobiomye, and Bishop Oyedepo, and then Pastor here at the way. So imagine now, this man lay hands on one man. When he said they laid hands on him, I said, your trouble has started. He said, it's true. That's why I'm where I am now. You think this one is deceit impartation you receive, and suddenly you stretch and tear scatter? No, no, no. You know, when you are getting married, they give you certificate before you go through. That's how you receive a partition. Now, come and be schooled for what you have received. So you think when I meet you, some man of God, I'm just going to go and kneel down. You will lay down hands on my head. Yeah. 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 Trouble. They will sack you the following day. Sorry. Maybe what I'm saying is not doctrine, but there are people who know their Bible, but there are men that do know their God. It is they that know their God that will be stronger. You can have plenty Greek and Hebrew knowledge, but you are weak. And God is not known through study, he's known by experience. It took 99 years of Abraham's life to introduce himself to him as El Shaddai. How? Now, look at this scripture, because I'm rounding up now. I'm going to tell you about the prophetic implication of this season and how to kill yourself. Is that okay? So I will not leave you comfortless. No. Behold, I send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come into his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, in whom you delight. Behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. Verse 2 now. But who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For it's like a refiner's fire. And like the launderer's soap. The word used there is the fuller's. Fuller's soap. He will sit. Somebody say, we sit. As the refiner and the purifier of silver. Meaning when God starts, he will not stand to walk on you. He will sit down to let you know he has time. He will sit. He will purify the sons of Levi. Those who should carry the ark will be purged. And purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering in what? Righteousness. This is the fire of revival. It is the fire of process. It is the fire of process. Until this is achieved, you can't sustain anything. You will make some noise, scatter some chairs, break those chairs, but nobody's life is changed. Nobody's life is changed. Nobody's life is changed. Say it, God will sit. God will sit. Say it. Say it, he will sit on me. He will sit on me. Say it again, he will sit on me. He will not allow me go as others have gone. Put your hands on your head. Say, Father, sit, 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 sit. God is doing something powerful with my life. God is making something beautiful with my life. And he won't stop. He won't stop till I look more like him. He won't stop. He won't stop till I look just like him. God is making something beautiful with my life. God is building something powerful with my life. He won't stop. He won't stop till I lose just like him. He won't stop. He won't stop till I lose just like him. I may cry, but he won't stop. Till I lose just like him. I may groan, but he won't stop. Till I lose just like him. I may weep, but he won't stop. Till I lose just like him. He won't stop. He won't stop.
Till I lose just like him.
He's the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the Living God. He's the Holy Ghost, the Scepter of the King of Kings. He's the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the Age to come. He's bringing everything. It's changing everything.
It's changing everything. In obedience to Christ.
It's transforming everything.
It's transforming everything. In obedience to Christ.
Swallow your pride tonight. Come to the school of the Spirit. Once you know, in his hands is the key to eternal life. I lead you here, and I lead you here, until his will is done.
Anointing upon the house, and there are going to be activations and quickenings, and the instructions of God will be made clear and made bare. Please look up, everybody. One of the reasons why you must carry the fire now is because of what I'm going to show you. And you need to get it. There's been previous moves of God on the face of the earth. But the final move, which is what we are at the preparatory stage, which is supposed to be the move that will usher in Christ, that blameless and spotless church, that church that is no longer running, that move is captured in Joel 2 verse 23. And I'm going to show you an illustration so you can understand what God is doing. Be glad, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain moderately. And this is a very scary scripture, because what those we refer to as the former rain, well, the former rain began quite a while ago. As a matter of fact, the former rain began on the day of Pentecost.
And it went on till the 1500s. And you look at the amazing things they did. Hebrews 11 is very scary. Many of them were sown asunder. They stood. The Bible says that these are them that have turned nations upside down. It was so serious. Apron was taken from Peter. Apron. His shadows alone was healing the sick. And God said, what I did then was moderate. Alright? He's giving the former rain moderately. But it will cause down for you to come. The rain. Listen. Alright? To come down the rain, which is the former rain and the latter rain. Do you know what the latter rain is? Men like A. Allen. I saw videos of A. Allen. He was preaching. And the woman was being wheeled in. He was teaching. And he looked back at her and said, woman, do you want to walk? He said, yes. Woman, do you want to walk? He said, get up and walk. And that was it. And she got up and her legs straightened and she began to walk. That's the former rain. Do you understand what that means? And that's the latter rain. Men like Agin. A.W. Tozer. Men went deep. Do you know a man called Leonard Reverend Hills? Among these men, one of the people that fascinates me the most is the man called, what's his name again? Huh? I just escaped. Bob Jones. Very, very strange prophet. Unusual one. I was sharing a story in our Just Convene Ministers Conference. The day Bob Jones died, the doctor knew he was admitted in that hospital. That doctor didn't want to have anything to do with him. He doesn't believe in all those prophetic. So the doctor, it was during winter. Huh? The doctor at night entered into his own office. That has a passcode to open. Do you get what I'm saying? You need to punch passcode. And only him knows the passcode. So he entered and he slept. Around past 12, he was hearing a sound of somebody punching the passcode. And he was amazed. Who could this be? And it was Bob Jones, a patient that was amazed, dying. That was his final night on earth. So he entered. The doctor was shocked to his bones. How did he know the passcode? So he sat the doctors down and told him everything about his life. Huh? And told him what God will do in years to come. Then suddenly the doctor woke up. And oh wow, this must be a dream. But as he looked at his table, he saw the note. Do you get what I'm saying? He looked, meaning that he wrote. He saw the note. And when he checked the note, what he himself had written was not in English. It was in old Aramaic language. What is this? And the first knock he heard on the door was that Bob Jones had died that night. That was how those men left. Like the devil doesn't exist. Trailer didn't crush him. They signed out with power. And that's the former rain. That's the latter rain. But there's something coming. It is called the rain. The former plus the latter. My God. Imagine us having in the same generation men carrying Babalola's anointing plus Kenneth Hagin anointing. Prayer plus balance. You get what I'm saying? It's not for you. I'm not sure it's for you. You get what I'm saying now? Imagine all the and that's why one of the things God will begin to do is that it's going to be stirring the revelation of ancient mantles. We had a meeting recently. We decided to honor Prophet Emo Olore. He's a man I've spent time with. And I'm always amazed. This kind doesn't make sense. And there are men now that they are the last of their kind. Okay. Don't argue when you should pursue. We did a documentary video for him and played it during our ministers' conference. They were just playing the documentary video when everywhere scattered. What kind is that? You know what that means? God is saying, I'm here. what you are doing is true. Do you get what I'm saying? I'm surprised that there are people seated. And yes, you too, you are striving for a mantle, but you are seated. That's how it will come. It will come and meet you on your seat, right? And then it will now take you up. And you see your pastor standing. There are postures for this grace. Do you understand what I'm saying? Let me show you an illustration. Never forget this illustration. Can I have 5 brothers? Quickly. Please. Face that side. One behind each other. Thank you. You can space to that staircase. Follow him. You can come and stand here. Thank you. Yes. Good. Reasonable space. Then you can go forward. I'm not going to watch the relay race before. The relay race. That race, they run with stick and pass it over. Can I have something? Maybe like a wireless mic or something. No, something tangible. Let me have something. Thank you. You've seen the way they run relay race. When you run, this fellow starts it, Abby. They will run and then give it to this person, right? And then, right? This is how the move of God is. I shared a story recently, something that happened during the Commonwealth Games. There's something called mixed relay race, male and female. All right? Every country side with the female, because physically, men are stronger. True or not true? And because the most important part of the relay race is the final people. But Nigeria put female as the last. Even when they were coming first before, when many things, when it got here, they overtook those girls. But I'm not saying women are not important. God, get this story. So we have men like Paul in this place. We have people like Charles G. Finney. Yeah. Are you following what I'm saying? We have people like Toza. Yeah. Wigglesworth. Yeah. We have the Papa Deboye, Bishop Oyedepo. Yeah. Are you telling me God is stupid to put the weakest at the last? Do you get what I'm saying? If you are here now, there is something God has seen in you that you need to see. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? That they without us cannot be made perfect. This is a generation of power. This is a generation of strength. The narratives will change because the weakest amongst us will be as strong as David. There will be no weak or feeble in our camp. No, we refuse it. The era of weakness is gone. Listen, I'm speaking against strongholds. One of the things the devil is using to bedevil this generation is the issue of immorality. I'm telling you, every advertisement suggests it. But the smallest, the weakest amongst us will be as strong as David. And the house of David as the house of God. No weakness will survive what God is doing. But listen. One of the strengths of this generation is that, can I have 3 brothers? Quickly. 3. Because by the time each person is appearing in a generation, the demon of, you know what I'm saying? There are demons assigned against certain mantles. Once they spot it, they come. And they challenge it. Once the demon of that generation are coming to attack this guy, listen to this part. This is the most important part. In the wisdom of God, it is important, please, all of you follow me, that this man is not coming as this man. All of you holding behind. But they are coming as this. It is one man you see, but in him is the mantle of Babalola. Are you following what I'm saying here? Such that if you want to focus on this man alone, no, there are many. John the Baptist was to come in the spirit and the power of Elijah. The word spirit suggests the lifestyle. The word power suggests the authority. Don't just go in the spirit. Go in the power. Are you putting what I'm saying here? All these men, again, all of them, they've gone to be with the Lord, but their mantle is still upon the earth. And it is the duty of this generation to know that your lot is not the latter rain. Your lot is not the former rain. It is the latter plus the former. This is the wisdom of God for you. I'm going to give you 30 seconds before I decree over you. See, listen to this. Listen to this. There are meetings that truly change your life. And this is one of such. I will give you 30 seconds to communicate the depth of your hunger. I don't know whether you are a spectator or whom. I don't understand. But you have 30 seconds. I just wanted to help me. Father, I ask across this whole place, even those connected online, there are portions allocated to them in your eternal counsel and wisdom of mantles, graces, and power. I ask, now is the time. Let their heavens be opened. And the mantles opening around these individuals, let it sit and let it find establishment on ministries and destinies and lives. There are men called to the prophetic office here, and there are needs for activations. I ask that the floodgate of heaven be open. I'm going to count 1 to 3. And the power of the Holy Ghost is going to hit this place. 1, 2, 3. Power of the Holy Ghost, move. Don't stop till men are equipped. Once again, revival is happening in the church. Once again, for the church to come, for the masses to come, for the whole to become.
Stand where they are. Stand where you are. There are people here that what God is attempting to do with you now, you are not the first generation for it. The grace came upon your home, but there was no cooperation. Now, listen, stand where you are. Ushers, just stay where you are. Stay where you are. No distraction. Upon this kind of individuals, because God wants you to break a wall of disobedience. Those who have gone ahead of you said no to him, and so he's now focusing on you. I'm seeing three of you. I am asking for a baptism of fire. Where are they? There are three of you here like that. A baptism of fire, such that will give a mark of conviction that you can never say no again. There are three of them. One, two, three. Just help them wherever they are. Silence everywhere. There's an intensity of the spirit. Just live under this anointing. Shake your rock, shake the rock, shake the rock. Rende kero kushinde alaka tara kushinde rende kreti roshi. Rivers of living water breaking out from your bowels. An outbreak, an outbreak, an outbreak. Now listen as I round up. I want to speak to graces. There are those called to the apostolic ministries, the prophetic ministries, prophetic teachers, apostles and prophets, pastoral ministries, evangelistic with so much miraculous teaching ministries. Now lift your hands, everyone. Whatever office it is you represent, I stretch my hands with authority in your direction. For prophets standing here, from this moment, you begin to see and hear. Now, for each of the declarations, there is a fire that will follow it. For those who are called into the teaching office, the grace for clarity. For evangelists, boarding for souls and the miraculous. For the apostles, apostolic authority with which, because listen, the apostolic ministry started the move. That is what we round it up. And I speak upon those who have been selected and called for such operation. I speak as I have been sent. Let the grace that makes men solid in these offices. I'm going to count 1 to 7. Silence everyone wherever you are. He's going to find expression. You can't help God. Lift your hands. If I were you, I will communicate my hunger. I will count 1 to 7. There will be 7 exceptional ordinations. That is not to replace the one your pastor will do.
But I'm going to leave once that is done. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Father, you have marked them upon those seven. Let your burning coal. Just help them, help them, help them. Across the middle, the everywhere. You have marked them. Yes, yes. Touch them. Touch. Touch, touch, touch them. You will not escape what God is doing. Seven of them. Seven. Oh, yes. We give you praise, Father. And my Father and my God, I ask that your hand will rest upon this house. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Please look up. See, I stand before God in integrity of heart. You've been following me for practically all meetings. I don't get myself involved with many things. But the grace on this house is too strong than for you to miss the opportunity to be a part of what it will take to document what God is doing with your pastor. Let me tell you this. We began to hear of Apostle Abraham and Apostle Selma. They were not the only apostles God called. What happened was that they were the ones who had what it takes to document what God was doing. And they will manifest them as though they are the only one. I don't want to go into that. I am burdened about the kind of grace upon this house. And I see a need for a video camera. Do you get what I'm saying? For what? Talk to me now. For what? A video camera. I'm going to give to it. You know what I'm saying? Please wait. Don't clap. Don't clap. I'm going to give to it. I'm going to give to it. But I want it done. There are things happening here that needs to be accurately documented, and I want to do that. I'm not go and check my track record. I don't know how to raise it, and I'm sorry if this offends you. I'm sorry. Is that okay? I'm sorry. Well, I don't mind the risk of being misunderstood. I don't mind. To get a good camera, I can have 10 people that can give 50,000. Then we pray for the rest who can give any amount, and then we can get something very nice by Monday. What is happening here needs to be accurately documented. Many of you need to be able to go back on YouTube and fall back on the teachings. How many of you will be glad about that? So can I have, don't force yourself if you don't have, please. Again, I'm not a money monger. That's why I say me too, I'm going to give. Can I have 10 people that can give 50,000? I'm sorry if it offends you. If you don't have, there's no problem. I'm going to call for other ones then, as many what you have, you're right. But if I can have 10, that by Monday, a new camera can be ordered, and then things, can you come? Don't do behind the scenes. Please come. I want to personally pray for you, okay? I want to pray for you. There's a grace on my life for prosperity, and it's not a commercial grace. Is that okay? I'm not commercializing the grace, but I know when I pray for you, things will shift. Do we have 10? Is there anyone online? Let me check. If you are coming, come. Don't. If you don't have, God sees your heart. Is that okay? Don't feel guilty. Is that okay? There were times I go for meetings, they call for, I didn't have. And I felt they would look at me as they'll be in me. Do you understand what I'm saying? So if you can be among this train comfortably, you can do it. Please come. Thank you, Father. Okay. One, two, three, four, five. Okay. So the rest, if you have a nudge in your heart to be a part of it, any amount, just write it down. And your phone number. Just that's all. They will not be following you up and down. Just take a pen. Take a pen, please. You see, listen. Let me say this with you. Many people love the impartation part of what God is doing, but they hate the responsibility part. There are things that God will not come down from heaven to do. He will use men. Is that okay? He will use men. Somebody heard my message from India. I used to go and record teaching overnight because there was no mixer, there was no sound. So sometimes one night I would do 3 teachings. That was how we started. And the mixer we're using, sometimes I've taught 2 hours in the middle of the night. They will now say he didn't record. That's what men go through when the church failed to partner. So somebody heard my teaching from India and said, I wish it was clearer that we should write a budget of what it will take to buy the equipment. That's how we got our first equipment. Huh? I want you to, no matter how small, pass it around so I can bless everybody. Nobody will cajole you. I mean, thank God I'm not here, so nobody will run and pursue and say, I had a promise. Well, if you want to drop something there before I pray, please do so. I can pray. Father, I ask that the dividends of what you have released tonight will rest upon your men. New flow of supernatural supplies. New flow. From this moment, you will not be able to explain where it is coming from. In the name of Jesus, I bless you all and I say, be blessed. Nobody here will be missing in the move of God. It is well with you. It is well with yours. Those hands will hold big things. In Jesus' mighty name. God bless you. Thank you for having me. Even I can see they are blessed, they are happy, but I'm grieved. I go back home and I'm crying because the full counsel of God can't be bettered. Why? They can't carry it. So I love this synergy here, and I love what God is doing here. But let me mention one thing. No matter who has laid hands on you, no matter how powerful it is, get this one as a principle. Forget about being used by God. If a season has not come in your life that God paused you totally and your only activity is prayer, do you get what I'm saying? It is to the end that it will teach you that the survival of other seasons will be that same prayer life. Do you understand that? Do you understand it? I know what I'm saying. If we begin to have people who are deep but not prayerful, voila, Mashele. There will be casualties. There will be scandals. Have you prayed to the point that you say, God, thank you for prayer? Because I've seen people send mail. Oh, sir, I just wish I can have the honor of 5 minutes with you. I wish I can this, just a moment, just to lay your hands. But every day you have 24 hours access to the same God who anointed all the men ever existed. But you won't pray. When you say again, what makes him again was because that same God put the hands on him. But you can access him through prayer. Prayerlessness is the height of demonic assault. When a man stops praying, the devil asks him where he wants him. Please, don't just sing Chadua, K.O., pray. See, pray. Master midnight watch. What I'm telling you, I feel like crying. Jesus told his disciples, say, watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The reason your battle with addiction is more, because you are not praying. Once you are not praying, you will be entering into temptation. Tomorrow you are the one praying, God, I don't want to see any woman again. You are not praying. Prayer purges you. No matter how weak a man is, if he can pray, he is strong. No matter how strong a man is, if he can't pray, he is vulnerable, he is weak. Huh? Don't rest on your own understanding. Lift your hands. Say, I receive the mantle of prayer. Please, say it. Pray. Now, don't just say it. Pray. Pray. You have 30 seconds.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME. To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.